Hi, everyone. This is Rebecca.
And this is Oksana.
Just kidding. Switch that around. I'm Oksana.
I'm Rebecca.
And this is Perfidious, the podcast where we talk about conspiracy theories.
So, Oksana, if our podcast is called Perfidious, what does that mean?
Well, Rebecca, perfidious means deceitful or untrustworthy, just like all of, well, some of these conspiracies are a bit deceitful, a bit untrustworthy. We're not, though. We promise.
Yes, please take everything that we say completely in context. No, I mean, like, please don't. Half the stuff that we say is not going to be real.
Yeah, half the stuff we say is, it might be garbage. But you know what? We're trustworthy. It's fine.
That's all you need to know.
Exactly. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Weird conspiracy of the day.
Perfect.
So, Oksana, have you heard about the Chuck E. Cheese pizza conspiracy?
I haven't. What okay. is that?
So, I'm a big fan of Shane Dawson.
Okay.
And in one of his series of conspiracy theories, mm-hmm. he talks about how Chuck E. Cheese seems as like a whole corporation seems to be using the leftover pizza pieces from people's orders and putting them together to make a big pizza to then serve again.
That is disgusting.
Yes, it is.
I wish you all could see my face right now because
it's horrifying.
It's not a good face. Oh, that's disgusting.
It's like, it's horrible. And like, it's so funny because in his videos, he actually goes to a Chuck E. Cheese and he's like, we're sneaking in a camera and stuff. Because, you know, like, you don't want to just be like two or a few grown men just walking into Chuck E. Cheese eating pizza. Like, with a camera. You don't do that. There's too many children around.
Ooh. Yeah, no, don't do that. Hard no. You might get arrested.
Just might. So, yeah, they go into this Chuck E. Cheese, and then they ask the person, and they just look super sketched out, as if they had just been caught.
So they just go up to this person and be like, hey, do you use leftover pizza to make your new pizzas?
Well, I think they asked them something about, like, why none of the pizza slices match. Like, when you put all the pizzas together, you know how, like, you cut it across?
Yeah.
You don't, like, cut slice by slice? Mm. Yeah, there's no lines. Like, the lines don't match up.
Interesting. Oh, I don't like that.
Right? I've never been to a Chuck E. Cheese, so I can't say anything about this. But just watching that video, that was so disturbing.
Oh, my God.
And I know the internet was on fire when that happened. So,
wow.
If you have a Chuck E. Cheese near you, you can either stay the hell away, or maybe you want to, like, test this theory out.
Yeah,
you want to, like, go in and double check.
Take your kids. Let them play for a bit.
Let them play while you investigate.
Exactly. If you don't have kids, find some. No, don't do that. That's super illegal.
Do not steal other people's children for this.
We do not condone. We do not. Yeah, for the record, we don't condone the stealing of children. Don't do this.
Okay.
That's bad.
Okay. Oh, goodness. So now that we got our weird conspiracy of the day out of the way.
Oh, gosh.
Since this is our first episode, we are going to dive a little deeper into conspiracies, what they mean, sort of like the background behind it, and also why, especially as millennials, we are so interested in conspiracy theories. Because I know we are not the only ones.
Oh, no, not at all. There's like so many people. So I found this article. It's from a website called Very Well Mind, and it's called Why People Believe in Conspiracies. So a few of the reasons are people feel a need for understanding and consistency in their lives. So they want something that they can explain and that they can understand, even if it's something that they can't, like some weird thing glowing in the sky. Oh, must be a UFO. A need for control, also kind of the same deal. They feel the need, they want to control the truth in a sense. People are driven to explain the things that happen in the world around them. It helps them build up a consistent, stable, and clear understanding of how the world works.
That is very well read.
Thank you. I copied it exactly from the article. Yeah. So there are those reasons. And then there's also reasons that are, I don't want to say more personal, not really more personal, but more generalized. Like, if you're on the quote-unquote losing side of a political issue, that could be one. You have a lower social status due to income or ethnicity. Not my words, article's words. You've experienced social ostracism, which we were talking about this earlier. Tinfoil hat people.
I mean, there's a reason there's a stereotype for alien believers. I mean, for all of those of you who believe in aliens, I believe there's something out there too. But I do not believe that you need to wear a tinfoil hat just so that they can't read your minds.
Oh, for sure. And even if they can read your minds, I doubt tinfoil's gonna help.
Well, and also, like, I honestly, if I was ever abducted, like, they're gonna drop me back. There's no chance they're taking me. Gonna, like, read into my mind.
I'm gonna sit there and be like, hey, we there yet? Hey, aliens.
They are literally going to just, like, be like, oh, let's read this human's mind to see what information they hold within their brain capacity. And it's just gonna be like, do you remember the Nyan Cat?
Oh my god, yeah. Mine's just gonna be Hamilton running on loop, and they're gonna be like, what is this shit? And then they're gonna put me back.
It's American history, you know what?
Actually, no, they might use that against us, because it's American history.
Oh.
We're not American, but...
we're Canadian.
We are Canadian.
We're the nice ones.
Fun fact. We love everyone. The last point was that they're prejudiced against quote-unquote enemy groups they perceive as powerful. So, like, the government, etc.
I believe that the government is hiding so much.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's my song of the day.
They're hiding everything. Aliens? Probably. They're probably hiding
Area
aliens.
51.
Okay.
Naruto run.
Can we do a new raid Area 51 day? When are they? Okay, what is the least likely time they're going to be there? Christmas? Perfect. We raid on Christmas.
This Christmas, we are asking that everyone bring all their families. Like, oh, yeah. Bring your turkey dinners. Bring everything. Bring your trees.
Oh,
we
God,
know
yeah.
You really like your Christmas trees. Bring them all.
Tell you what.
And you know what? You can be like a video game. You can, like, hide in the tree and just, like, you know where you, like, grab something and you hide behind it? And then just so that, like, if people look at you, you, like, stop and you're like, I'm an inanimate tree. There's nothing wrong with me.
Ooh,
and they can't see you. And then once they turn away, you just start moving again. Like, it's a whole movie thing.
Perfect.
Like, that's what we'll do.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just take all the Christmas trees and they'll just, like, inch
they'll
into...
never know. It's in the middle of the desert and we'll have pine trees in the middle of the desert. No big deal. They'll never know the difference. Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I say that a lot. Just don't worry about it.
I know you read off what the website Very Well Mind.
Yes, it's called Very Well Mind, and the article is called Why People Believe in Conspiracies.
Okay, well, I have one from BBC News.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
We trust BBC. I mean, we do.
I love BBC.
BBC is pretty good.
But this article by James Tilley, sorry if I said that wrong, is called Why So Many People Believe in Conspiracy Theories.
Okay.
And there's a couple different things that you already said.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big ones is, like, just to blame politicians. Like, people will start conspiracy theories and, like, believe in them because they either really don't like a political leader or someone, like, coming into politics. They just really don't like them. So they'll believe the conspiracy against them, or they will make one. Like, those kind of things.
Okay.
So it's sort of like a ha-ha moment. There's no solution. And that's the biggest thing about conspiracies,
find.
For sure. It's like, it's the unknown.
Yeah, there's...
I hate not knowing something.
Oh my god, me too. Like...
that's why conspiracies frustrate me so much, because I just want to know.
I know.
But maybe the more you think about it, the more that, like... I know this is how you go into, like, a conspiracy, like, downward spiral into, Alice in Wonderland, like, you going down, we're all mad here kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, like... if there's no data or nothing backing up something, and you will see this in all the conspiracies that we talk about on this podcast, everything doesn't have a solution. And it's frustrating, mm-hmm. and it doesn't make sense, but you gotta believe it. Yeah. Because you gotta believe in something.
Exactly.
I was gonna say before when you were like, people just wanna believe in something. And I'm like, isn't that religion?
That is 100% religion.
Is like, religion a conspiracy?
I'm like, it might be. Who knows? I don't know.
Who knows?
I've never seen God.
Conspiracy.
Okay, I mean, like, if you're religious and you believe all that, good for you. Like, no, I'm not saying that in a mean way. Like, that's genuine. Like, good for you. Like, believe what you want.
I know. Like, I grew up in a very Baptist family.
Right, yeah.
So it's not even the idea that there might be a God. Like, you are raised, like, to just know that this man, like, lived his whole life without sin, and one day that one of his bros just decides to, like, backstab him.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, hey, he's over here, and he did bad things. And so Judas is like, sucker.
Oh, yeah, Judas.
And Jesus is like, I'm okay with this. And then he just dies.
Yeah.
And he gets brought back to life, apparently. But still.
Yeah, he dips out.
He dips out.
But no, I get it. Like, I grew up Catholic. Like, Ukrainian Catholic, and basically the same thing. And now that I've gotten older, I'm like, it's more me figuring out for myself what I believe, more so than my parents figuring out what I believe for me, because when I was younger, like, I didn't know any better. They were like, let's go to church on Sundays, and I'm like, I'm five, okay.
Are you kidding me? I was that kid that, like, my parents couldn't control me. And so, like, we had pews at the back of the church that were specifically for parents with children.
Okay, that's smart.
And so we were there if we weren't in the nursery.
Right.
And, like, I wreaked havoc in there. I was the kid that was like, I want to play house. But then, for some reason, I'd always be the dog. And then I'd, like, climb onto, like, the roof of the playhouse that we had in there. And I'd just, like, start barking randomly. And, like, there's a window into this nursery. And people will just watch me, like, be weird.
Nice.
So.
Can we get back on track?
Yes.
What were we talking about?
Conspiracies.
I'm blaming politicians. And people
solutions. And religion. Right. That's where we got into the church.
Right. No solutions. Religion.
But seriously. Like, no solutions. Biggest issue.
Oh, for sure.
So, no wonder why we have this large issue with conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah.
And especially millennials. Because as millennials, we aren't given a lot of answers.
Exactly.
Like, the baby boomers are just like, this is how you do life. And we're like, not anymore. So how are we supposed to know?
Shut up, boomer.
Yeah. And so all of a sudden, we have, like, this, I don't know.
Yeah, we have all this, I don't want to say information, because I don't know if it can really be classified as information, but we have all this stuff that we don't know what to do with.
Yeah.
So we make up answers, and we make up...
Well, we have to, because we don't have the answers given to us.
Exactly.
So we're just, like, brought up thinking, oh, since we don't have an answer, we have to make an answer.
Yeah. And I think that also ties in with, like, us having to make our own ways in life, because, like, with, like, the boomer generation, they basically have had everything handed to them on silver platters, in a sense.
And, I mean, like, at the same time, like, they worked really, really hard.
They did, but it was also a lot easier for them to get away with less work, or to get away with the same amount of work that we're doing today and actually be successful.
Yeah.
Whereas nowadays, we're doing the same amount, if not more, and we're struggling.
Yeah. I know, like, with my dad, when I was getting my first job, like, back in high school, he's like, oh, yeah, I just, like, the first time I got a job, I just walked in with my didn't even look at my resume. I was like, hey, do you have any jobs? And they're like, yeah, you're hired. And I'm like, no, I have to have 5 years experience.
Oh, my God.
Prior to... So it's like, every time I see one of those, like, memes about how, like, on the resume or, like, the job application, it says, like, you need 25 years of experience and you're only 20.
Yeah.
Like, it's so realistic.
It really is.
Like, and so we don't have it's like, it's totally not the same economy. It's not the same at all.
Oh, for sure.
And so we're forced into this thing where we just, we need things to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And we need answers to those beliefs.
Yeah.
So we're going to make them wherever we want them.
Exactly. Like 9/11.
Yes. Wow. That's a great transition.
Segue. Thank you.
So, we are starting off this podcast big.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say with a bang, but that would be very bad.
Ooh, no. Not with a bang.
This, like...
with a light tap.
9/11. Horrible situation that happened. But it's one of the most controversial conspiracy theories out there.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, like, question.
Yeah.
Because I keep forgetting. Because there's so many people in our classes that are different ages. Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 20. So I was, I was just about to turn 2.
Just, okay. Because I'm 22.
Yeah.
So I would have been like 4 going on 5 kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the thing is that by that age, you already start having your memories.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually remember, like, people are like, I remember where I was when 9/11 was announced. And I'm like, yeah, I do too. But I was a toddler in the backseat of my mom's car.
Like, exactly.
It was like one of those things that it was like, it's one of those moments that even though I was young, I remember it because of the fact that it was so off. Mm-hmm. From, like, the daily routine, right?
Yep.
Because you remember, like, oh, yeah, my mom, before school, because my mom's a teacher, every day before school, she would drop me off at another person's house for daycare, and it was, like, on the opposite end of town, so I, like, remember the North Hill and everything.
Yeah.
And then all I remember that was different was that we were, like, in a whole line of cars going up this hill, and everyone pulled off to the side of the road. And my mom, like, cranked the radio, and I'm, like, in the backseat. I'm, like,
as a toddler.
Like, yeah, little toddler me. And I don't remember anything it said, but just that memory linked with knowing that was why that happened.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, in my head, I mean, toddlers don't think. No. But, like, looking back at it now, I'm probably, like, the only reason I remember it is probably because, like, why the hell are all these cars just like, why am I not getting my goldfish yet?
I'm gonna eat paper.
No, this is like 4 years before that.
Oh, no, I know.
But like that kind of thing. It's like sort of like an awkward, different. Mm-hmm. And I know everyone's situation with 9/11 is so different.
Yeah.
And like, because it was a global issue. Like, everyone thought that, like, not even just Americans, like, everyone thought that they were next.
Yep.
So, like, that's a huge deal.
Oh, for sure.
And for those of you who are in the younger millennial age and do not know what this is.
No, I think they're, like, the other, like, what are they, Gen X?
Is it Gen X?
Gen Z? Because I'm, like, the very end of the millennials. Because I was 99.
I am too old.
I think... No, the youngest generation now, I think they're called the Zoomers. I think they're called the Zoomers, and I think
Why
above
did we
that,
get a crappy name like Millennial? Why didn't we get Zoomers?
I don't know. Zoomers is more fun.
It is.
I think the generation
they're living the life.
Between us and the Zoomers is Gen Z.
Okay.
Or, yeah. Cause
that would make sense with the Zoomers.
Yeah, because I think it goes Boomers, Gen X, Millennials, Gen Z, Zoomers. Yeah. Don't quote me on that.
But anyways, like, whoever the youngest generation.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is in this mentality of the aftermath of 9/11. And it was a plane that crashed into the Twin Towers that were in New York.
Yeah.
And there was a whole bunch of, like, repercussions after that. And we'll talk about that when we start talking about the conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just this massive issue.
Yeah.
Because those of us who had to live through the aftermath, like, oh, when I... Because I went to New York in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, 11 years after, right?
Yeah.
And still, to that day, the amount of stuff that was going on. Like, we wanted to go to Liberty Island.
Right.
And, like, Statue of Liberty, like, ah, it's amazing. Oh, I mean, oh, wait, it's really small. But at the same time, it was like, we had higher end security than the airport to get onto there. And it was crazy.
Wow.
Because they were so worried about someone bombing the Statue of Liberty. Yeah.
Interesting.
And that was, like, a big aftermath thing.
Huh.
And so, like, I know a few people who are actually from Boston. Like, they're adults. Like, they used to live in Boston. And they knew people in New York and everything. Right. So when they go there now, they're just, like, the security everywhere is crazy. And so it's just, it's interesting to see that jump in security, because it's not just there.
Yeah,
it's everywhere now.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So it's like a big thing of just like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, with that, it's just,
yeah, no, I totally know what you mean. Like, everywhere now has such high airport security. Like, even internationally, like, I went to Ukraine and Israel over the summer, and you have, especially in Israel, well, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff going on in Israel right now, but the airport security in Israel is nuts.
Like, really?
Security guards everywhere.
Oh,
yay. I needed, oh, yeah, it was great. For us to get into the country, they actually couldn't stamp our passports because I don't remember what country it is. But if you have a stamp on your passport from Israel, you are not allowed in this other country.
Oh, my God. But I'm that person who, like, I want those stamps. I want my passport,
yeah,
like,
we didn't get looking stamps, good. But we got, like, little entrance and exit visas.
Oh, okay.
So at least we still got something. Like, I still have them. It
should have been a sticker.
Yeah, I know, right?
You can take them.
Right? That would have been awesome. Stick it to my fridge.
Exactly.
But, yeah, like, security like that. And then when we went to Ukraine, when we were switching flights in the first city to go to the second one, we had to go through, like, we were still in the same country, but we still had to go through, like, three different gates just to get to our other flight.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy.
And it's all the repercussions of 9/11.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. Now that we have finished our little tangent about our lives and how the 9/11 incident affected us.
Yeah.
Let's get into the conspiracies behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yes, the plane did crash.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. There are videos galore. But the conspiracies, this is why this is my favorite conspiracy theory. It's so wild. Because the biggest thing, an overarching theme, because there's, like, a couple different conspiracies balled up in one, is just the fact that, like, the government is supposedly
behind
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay, let's just go, like, kill a bunch of people.
You know why? Because Bush was racist.
Song number two.
Song number two. That's gonna happen a lot. I sing a lot of my words. That's fine.
But, yeah, like, so conspiracy number one, a part of 9/11,
yeah,
is the beams.
Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams. Imagine me clapping in between each word. Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams.
I missed one.
That's okay. No big deal. What do I have pulled up here? Skeptical Inquirer about 9/11 conspiracies 10 years later. There's, like, a bunch of different claims. The first one doesn't deal with what we're talking about right now. Claim two is the one that we're dealing with. Tons of melted steel were found in tower debris.
And that's the big, like, it's so weird, because it, like, jet fuel doesn't melt that stuff.
No, because otherwise the plane wouldn't fly.
Know. Have you seen beams from 9/11?
Oh yeah.
Like
I haven't seen them in person, but I've seen pictures of them. But ooh,
I've seen them in person.
Baby, those things are thick.
Because International Peace Gardens, like the Boise Vane border from Canada to US, they have a stack of actual beams from 9/11.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Little, when I was at band camp, because it's like the music camp, right?
Yeah.
We went over to this thing, and one of the idiots in my class, and this is grade eight, so like
you're all idiots.
Little
in grade
idiots,
eight.
Yeah. Decided he wanted to climb on 9/11. I was like,
you no. No.
But it's interesting because like these beams are still there and like they're rusted out now. Mm-hmm. But just looking at them, because obviously you can tell where like they had to saw them off.
Yeah.
Because they need to make them into smaller pieces to get rid of them basically. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy to like actually see these beams and how big they are. And then you think like a plane just like crashing into those.
Yeah.
Like, it's nuts. Like, I don't know. I just, the weird, like, why, what would have melted them, though? Because they are melted.
They are melted, this is true. What does this article say? Nanothermite and military-grade explosives found in the dust of the towers.
So thermite reactions.
Quite possibly. Thermite.
Oksana's losing her voice.
Yeah, I'm dying. No, I'm not. Well, maybe.
We're
aren't
all
we
dying.
All? Oh, aren't we all?
We're so bad.
Whoop. Anyways, thermite. The reaction from thermite is very hot, but is also very slow compared to higher explosives. If that makes any sense at all.
It does make sense because they. If it explodes, they don't want it to be, like, a bang.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, if they want it as a cover-up, like, they want it to be, like, a slow burn like the jet fuel would.
Quote, unquote.
I'm doing air
She's
quotes
doing
right
of air
now.
Air quotes. Yep.
Yeah. Like, you would want a slower burn.
Exactly.
Than having just, like, a big bang. Like,
yeah. That looks way more suspicious.
Oh, yeah. And then they know that it actually, like, went off.
Exactly. And yeah, there was, it says something in here about like the hallmark characteristics of actual demolitions was those just like the boom, 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 boom sounds and then like the flashes. None of those happened on like at the Twin Towers in 9/11. Mm-hmm. So thermite is a very plausible thing since it burns super slow.
Yeah.
Than other, and like especially with the explosions from the airplanes actually hitting the towers.
It's like if they were planted bombs, it could have just been the planes actually setting them off.
Very true.
Not
very
just true. Like, click the button.
Yeah.
Poof.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the other, like, I'm on the same website with Skeptical Inquirer. Their first claim is that the towers collapsed at a free fall acceleration through the path of great resistance.
Interesting.
So, the thing is, they fell faster than they should have with a plane hitting them.
Yeah.
So.
No, I get it. Even just thinking about it, it's like, they fell fast, and if the plane hit them, at the top, right?
Yeah. But it wasn't like halfway, it was like three quarters to
the top. I could
like
understand if
the
they had hit halfway, that probably would have fell a lot faster.
But the bottom half wouldn't have fallen.
No. But at the same time, you have so much more coming up from the top if they had hit it halfway.
Yeah.
You have so much more coming down from the top that can collapse the bottom half faster.
Yeah. Like, I understand, like, the whole building, no matter where you hit it, it's all going to collapse.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it's
for sure.
Going to. But the fact that where it was hit is so close to the top, it would have been, like, I'm trying to think of a game. Like, I automatically thought Jenga when I thought of it, like, toppling towers.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, no, it would literally be, like, if the top half fell down, it's just going to go thunk, 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 thunk. Like, it's just going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but if it just all collapses at once, that's a bomb.
Oh, for sure. Like, you'll have to have explosives set up all, like,
all
the way
down.
Through. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's, like, claim number one and two on this website are definitely intermixed because of the fact that, like, it shouldn't have. Like, it says each floor of these towers contained 2 million kilograms of mass.
That's a lot.
That is, Yes.
Just a few.
But, like, if you look, like, I left, like, I stopped taking science classes when I was in grade 10.
Fair.
When I did not need to continue them. But I know enough to know gravity is a shit show.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure.
At the same time, like, it's not going to pull, gravity isn't going to pull the top of the towers down as fast as possible when that happens.
No, it's all, because it's starting at such a high space, or such a high place,
yeah.
It accelerates as it goes down. So it starts off, it's going to start off falling slower. You look like you just found something.
I did.
Okay. But yeah, like when it falls, because it's stationary at the top, when it starts to fall, it's going to be slower. This is, I never took physics.
It's going to.
This is probably wrong, but yeah, like it starts slower. And then as gravity pulls it down, it accelerates.
Yeah. If any of you guys are science nerds and know that what we're saying is wrong, please let us know the, like, review us and, like, give us a good review, because good reviews will read.
Oh, yeah.
If you just give us, like, a one star and say, like, your science sucks, we're not going to read it because we don't see those.
Tell
we see
us
the
why
bigger
our
ones.
Science sucks.
Exactly.
And then
explain
tell
it
us
to
what
us.
What else we did good.
We like to be educated.
Yes. That's why we're in school.
But my, what I found is that one of the towers, it wasn't hit by the plane. Okay?
Okay.
Like, it's called Tower 7.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, one of the buildings that still collapsed. Wasn't hit by a plane, but it collapsed neatly into its own footprint. So when I know you guys are listening and you can't see this, but basically what it means is that it just fell downwards. It didn't fall to the side. It didn't,
like, it didn't fall as if something had hit it and it went with the hit.
Yeah.
So, like, if say you have, like, a Jenga tower and you hit it from one side, it'll fall the direction you hit it.
Yeah. If I slap Oksana, her face is going to go that way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that's my best. Like, Jenga, yes, but everyone understands a slap in the face going the same way.
Oh, for sure. You're not going to move your head towards the hand that slapped you. That doesn't make sense.
But that's crazy.
Yeah. Interesting. I actually didn't know that one.
I didn't know that either. One of the things, though, with these buildings is that, like, it's weird in how, like, one part of the conspiracy that I do not, like, my mind is blown because I don't know, where'd the plane go?
You know what? I never thought of that before. Where did the
plane go? Oh, I think about this at least once a week.
I just kind of assumed that it, like, exploded and fell with the buildings.
But planes will still have, like, it's not just going to melt an entire plane and everyone in it.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
They found the bodies of the people.
Mm-hmm.
But where's the plane? There has to be remnants of the plane.
Huh.
Because, like, my issue is that if the plane hit it, and, like, ever, you can see so many videos of this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Is the plane goes through the buildings,
but
where does it end up?
That's a great question. Like, did it,
did it continue?
Yeah.
Did it, like,
kind of stop, I don't know, get stuck and stop? Did it?
It's just, it's really weird in how that works, because
where's the plane?
Yeah. But, like, every time I have ever looked up 9/11, I've never seen that.
Huh.
And on the topic of planes disappearing, I'm moving away from the microphone because this...
She's getting loud.
Oh, yeah. What happened? Because 9/11 didn't just affect New York.
Oh, no.
It affected the Pentagon.
Didn't you know?
Everyone knows that you don't mess with the Pentagon.
No, you don't mess with the Pentagon.
We're Canadians and we know you don't mess with the Pentagon.
This is true. We messed with the White House once.
Yeah.
No, we won't mess up with the Pentagon.
Yeah, we stay away from the Pentagon.
No.
But the thing is, like, that was wiped.
Yep.
Like, there's no, like, everyone knows that a plane hit the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no evidence.
Exactly.
There's no security footage. There is no airplane. There is no dent in the wall. Like, did it or did it not hit the Pentagon?
I mean, okay, I found a picture here.
Damage. Sorry. But there is no plane. That's true. In said no photo.
Interesting.
It doesn't make sense.
Big plane, small holes is what this says.
Oh.
I thought someone was knocking, and I was like, hello.
That is a weird article title.
Yep. Ooh. Big plane, small holes, wink, wink.
But, yeah, it's just every time I ever look it up, and I encourage you guys to, like, check what we're looking at. Like, we're giving you the articles that we're talking about. Oh, Oxana looks really excited. Oh, okay. Speak.
Okay, it's under this thing. What is this? It's called popularmechanics.com. And the article is called Debunking the Myths About the 9/11 Attack on the Pentagon. And there's a little subheading here called Big Plane, Small Holes that I mentioned about three times. So, the claim here is that there was a 75-foot wide entry hole, I guess, where they assumed the plane had gone into the building's exterior, and a 16-foot wide hole in Ring C of the Pentagon's middle ring. So conspiracy theorists claim both holes are far too small to have been made by the plane, claiming how does a plane 125 feet wide and 155 feet long fit into a hole that is only 16 feet across?
What?
How? How? What? That is interesting. Fact. Oh.
Did something like blow the wings off? Like, what would be the span without the wings?
I don't know, but I feel like it would be more than 16 or 17 feet. Because, like, if you've ever actually been on an international passenger plane before, right. Those things are fucking... Sorry. Whatever. Those things are freaking huge. I'll try to censor myself.
It's so weird because, like, and for one, I'm horrible at, like, thinking in feet.
Oh, me too.
Like, I can't fathom distance. It just, my brain does not work around that.
Yeah, I totally
like,
get it.
I know a foot is, like, my foot. That's about all I know.
Yep.
But at the same time, I'm just like, how?
Yeah.
Like, I've been on some small planes, though. Like, small passenger planes.
That's true, but those were probably domestic flights.
Maybe.
Because these ones were coming from... Where were these ones coming from? The ones that hit. Because if they were, like, the international passenger planes, those things are huge. Like, even the cabins for all the passengers, you've got probably a row of three or four on each side by the windows, and then a row of at least three or four in the middle. Those things are giant. And then with the wingspan, they're even bigger.
It said the aircraft departed Logan Airport en route to Los Angeles.
Where's Logan Airport?
Looking it up. Logan Airport. Boston.
Interesting.
I'm terrible with maps. Is Boston...
Boston, Massachusetts?
Boston.
It's, yeah, south of New York.
Oh, okay. So that sort of makes sense then.
Mm-hmm. It might have been a... Even if it was domestic, it might have been a bit bigger.
Yeah, well, it was Boeing flight.
It was a Boeing 757.
Yeah. So it's a fairly big flight.
Yeah.
So, but...
Mm-hmm. And, like, looking at a picture here of the Pentagon, like, it doesn't look damaged.
It's not that damaged. And at least you should be able to see where damage was made by both wings and the plane.
Oh, for sure. And even this picture that we're looking at right now, where's the plane? There's no plane.
There's no in the plane. Picture. Like, we talked about how we want answers.
Oh, yeah.
Please, U.S., tell me where this place. I won't tell anyone. Just tell me.
No, we won't tell anyone. We won't tell. We promise. Secret safe. I mean,
we might tell you guys. But
secrets.
We want to know where this plane is.
Yep. Oh.
Area 51.
What's this? I found a thing. Flight 77 debris.
Yeah, debris.
Debris. Claim.
You don't see no flight.
Nope. So the claim for this one is that, I'm still on the same website, conspiracy theorists insist there was no plane wreckage at the Pentagon. In reality, a Boeing 757 was never found.
Exactly. I mean, like, I know that the U.S. government is quick to cover tracks.
Oh, for sure.
But I don't know.
I know. Like, what else does it
like,
say
here? That's pretty... That's a pretty big thing to be able to hide. Like, what? Did they have something that could, like... Did they have a Harry Potter invisibility cloak?
Probably. I don't know.
Wish.
Do they have? Maybe. That would be really cool.
Government. Pentagon, they have invisibility cloaks.
Yeah. Also, underneath this, it has claim and then it has fact. I guess the fact is... Who is this guy? Blast expert Alan E. Kilsheimer. Was the first structural engineer to arrive at the Pentagon after the crash. And he says it was absolutely a plane. And he's going to tell you why. He says, I saw the marks of the plane wing on the face of the building. I picked up parts of the plane with the airline markings on them. I held in my hand the tail section of the plane and I found the black box. I held parts of uniforms from crew members in my hands, including body parts. Okay?
Ew.
Yeah, that's gross. Okay. Didn't need to know that.
I am on history.co.uk.
Okay.
And they have five compelling 9/11 conspiracy theories.
Interesting.
We've already covered a couple of them.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Twin Towers being brought down by explosives, not planes.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, a missile hit the Pentagon, not American Airlines Flight 77.
I was actually just thinking about that. Because I was thinking about the hole.
I know how the hole looked. Like, Please look up, like, look up 9/11 Pentagon.
Yeah, like, you'll see the size of this hole. Like, it's really not big. It's like two of me stacked, no, maybe three of me stacked on top of each other. You don't know how tall I am.
Going up. It's
going
very
up.
Wide.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's weird. Because how the indent in the building is, it doesn't look like a plane. It looks like something directly hit it from the center.
Yeah.
Which missile makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, early footage and photos taken from the scene, like we're looking at, don't show plane wreckage. So what they're thinking is it was either a missile or a unmanned drone. Instead, I mean, drone, I don't know, because drones are really big now, but 2001.
Unless the government was hiding them. Ooh.
And now we use them to do... Now we use drones for YouTube videos.
Yep. Because why not?
Yeah. But I don't know. Number four on here says the United States government knew about the attacks and stood the military down.
I think I believe that to an extent. Like, I think the government definitely had
knowledge.
Something to do with it.
Something to do with it or knowledge of it?
I think a little bit of both.
Because what would
think
have
it was a little bit of both.
What would have happened if, like, because the plane got hijacked.
Oh, yeah.
So what would have happened if they called the White House and asked for demands, and they did not want to meet them. And so they hit the buildings. I've watched enough Scandal to understand that these kind of threats come in.
Oh, yeah. And that's entirely possible. Like, they very well could have called the White House. I mean, although, if they did call the White House, would we not have records of that?
I mean, the President of the United States can make a lot go away.
This is true. Cough, George W. Bush.
Scandal.
Ooh. Yeah, that's very true. That might have very well happened, and George W. Bush decided he wanted to cover it up, or maybe he had something to do with it entirely.
Well, and the other thing, like number 5 and 4 sort of on the same realm, but what they have for number 4 is that the government knew about the attacks and stood the military down. Number 5 is that insider traders knew about the attacks.
Interesting.
Because in the, I'm going to read verbatim from this.
Yeah.
In the days preceding the attacks, an quote-unquote extraordinary amount of put options, investments that pay off only when a stock drops in price, were placed on the stocks of two airlines, American and United, which happened to be the airlines hijacked during 9/11. As such, some theorists believe the traders had been given advanced warning of the attacks and were cashing in on the tragedy.
Interesting. So in that case, wouldn't the government definitely have something to do with it?
They don't have to have something to do with the stocks.
No. I mean, like, if they... Well, you said, like, the traders... Correct me if I'm wrong. The traders found out... What am I saying? I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
The hamster in her head is just,
it's
like...
the spinning wheel of death. It's just constant.
It took a break.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Didn't you say the trader... Okay.
The traders put stocks on the two airlines.
Yeah.
And the kind of stocks that pay off when a stock drops in price.
Right.
So obviously when it happened, the stocks dropped, right?
Yeah.
So the two airlines that they put stocks on were the two airlines that were hijacked.
Yep. And what did you say after that?
That the traders had been given advanced warning of the attacks and cashing in. Like, there's no reason that they should have purchased these kind of stocks on these airlines right before it happened.
Yeah, so then my question is, who notified the traders? Was it the government? Was it an outside source? Russia?
See, that's the thing where I'm just like, I don't know if it would have been government, because government doesn't care enough.
That's true.
Unless it's, like, government stocks going into it, right?
That's
true. If they're trying to cover their asses and trying to cover their costs, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Interesting.
It's a very interesting... That's something I hadn't read about.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that one either.
But that makes everything just, like... Not clearer, but just more questions, right? Because with insider traders, like, the world revolves around money.
Oh, for sure.
So the amount of money that was made from this.
Like, from 9/11?
Like, if you honestly, like, of course, I'm very sympathetic.
Oh, for sure.
Over 9/11 and everything that happened and everyone who's affected by it. I've been to Ground Zero, and, like, I was there when they were still building the whole monument kind of thing for it. But me and my entire group were in tears because we were looking at photos of 9/11 when it happened and us being there now.
Yeah.
And we're just like, what are the odds?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like, it's horrible to think about. But at the same time, the amount of money that was made after this happened.
Yeah.
And, like, security. Like, I know we already talked about security, but the amount of money put into getting new metal detectors, in hiring more people for security, in, like, all the security measures taking place.
Yeah.
Like, that, it happened to the extremes.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, at the same time, airlines lost so much money after this happened because no one wanted to fly.
Yep.
I know I am a musical theater nerd.
Ooh, me too.
Come From Away.
Yep.
So if you guys don't know, Come From Away is a musical based on 9/11.
Yep.
But it's about a small town in Newfoundland where a lot of the flights that were going to New York had to be detoured to. So it was, I believe, 38 planes that had to, like, just dock themselves in this small, small, small Newfoundland town. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're Canadian, so obviously it sort of hits home a little bit more. But the whole show is about all these people and like how frightened they are and the people affected and how each one, even the people who weren't from America, how they were affected and how it brought people together, but how it tore others apart, mm-hmm. like all of those kind of things. But it's just, it's crazy because like there's a lot of those lines are directly from the people in that situation because it's a true story.
Yeah.
But the pilot knew the pilot of the from the hijacked plane,
mm-hmm.
and there's that. But at the very end of the show, she talks about how she every time she flew after that, she thanked everyone coming on board her plane to say thank you for still coming on,
right?
Like, thank you for still putting the
like thanks for still putting your trust in me.
Yeah.
To be able to get you to where you need to go and not worry. Well, I didn't say not worry, but.
But still. And so it's just government and everyone lost a bunch of money from these flights
mm-hmm.
and the flights that weren't happening. And I mean, they lost money. Like, I don't know if they would have lost money or gained money by the amount of people that they had to help clean up 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
That. Because you're giving people jobs to do it. And there are so many volunteers, so they're saving money sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of healthcare that they had to roll out after that, too.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah. So it's a crazy thing when you're talking money with 9/11.
Yeah.
Because it's give and take. There was so much money that had to be put out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much money that had to be reeled in. And so that's where, like, a government thing almost doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because why would you put, like, if you're so invested in money, and I mean, the government really is.
It's all about money. It's literally all it is to them.
I know. And so it's a big thing about whether or not it's this big issue with if they are involved, were they weighing the pros and cons
mm-hmm.
of money and where it's going to go?
Right.
It's like an interesting sort of realm that I hadn't really thought of until reading these things and talking about it on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I have not had someone to rant about 9/11
with. Hey, that's me.
For a very long time.
Hey, so that's me.
This is exciting.
This is very exciting.
But yeah, it's just, it's crazy to think that like government. Like, what do you think? Do you think that they knew about it, or do you think that they planned it? Because that's a big, that's like an overarching concept
right.
of the conspiracy around 9/11.
Yeah, because like I know there's, excuse me, I know there's this whole thing that's been going around ever since 9/11 that was like, Bush did 9/11. Like, maybe he did, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. It's hard to get into that mindset of, like, I want to do this horrible thing and, like, try to think like him. Like, I want to do this horrible thing for what? For what gain? I've heard a lot of theories to say that it was so that he could kind of push the mindset that the Middle East, like, people from the Middle East are bad and that they're all parts of the, like, ISIS or the Al-Qaeda or whoever.
And we know those groups are real. Like,
oh,
we know that
sure.
they're a huge issue. But
the not everyone from the Middle East is a part of that. Like, it's only two select groups of people.
And so it's like, even if it wasn't Bush necessarily,
mm-hmm.
it was like, if the government did have something to do with it,
yeah.
it's like, who whispered in his ear?
Oh, for sure.
Like,
yeah. Who whispered in his ear? Like, who's whispering in... Well, Putin's whispering in Trump's ear right now.
But that's why I say, like, especially when you're talking government, like, and that's why I also bring up Scandal a lot, because
yeah.
I love that TV show.
I've actually never seen it.
Oh,
watch she just gave me a...
it.
Oh, man.
Death glare.
Yeah, she's giving me a death glare right
oh
now.
Oh, my God. It's... and I mean, it's... For the younger listeners...
little babies.
Either close your ears, but it is very risque. Like, it is
that doesn't
it is a lot of power-hungry people and sex and stuff. But at the same time, it's just, it's very interesting to see power dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when the main character, Olivia Pope, when she's working with the president, because she was the one who got him into the presidency.
Right.
Whenever she talks about the White House or talks about the president, it's just about what she will do for the government and what she will do for the people.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if that is truly a mindset of anyone in power, they have to weigh the pros and cons.
Oh, for sure.
And so they have to weigh, like, because I know, like, a big thing on Scandal is that they have, like, a secret government thing that mm-hmm. isn't, like, Area 51 or something.
Right.
But it's, like, they have their own, like, U.S. assassins and stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe the U.S. does have assassins.
It goes, like, deep into, like, weird stuff that the show really didn't need, but whatever. But at the same time, it's, like, they would kill people
mm-hmm.
and they might shoot down a plane with 100-some people, but it was because they knew of one person on that plane that needed to die,
right?
Or that like a bomb was mm-hmm. on it or something.
Yeah, so it's
and
like,
so it's for the good of the people, right?
But you're killing 100 people.
I know. And so, like,
yeah, that's where the moral,
it's like the God complex. Politics oh, for sure. has so much God complex.
Oh, absolutely. Like, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah. And this isn't supposed to be, like, a political podcast, but when you're talking about 9/11, you have to think about the politics.
Oh, for sure. Because there's so... Well, yeah, there is so much involved, and there are so many different theories out there that involve some aspect of the government in one way or another.
Totally. And I'm just checking the time right now. It looks like we are out of time for this week's podcast. I know.
Darn.
Exactly. This is so much fun.
I love this.
Nothing like talking about 9/11.
Oh my gosh. I know, right? And actually, next time, on our next episode, we're actually going to be diving into some celebrity conspiracies.
Ooh.
You guys have heard that, I don't know, Avril Lavigne. She's a... Oh, ooh, spoilers.
Don't be spoilers. Giving spoilers. I gotta wait for next week.
Oops.
So, yeah.
I just get too excited.
We get way too excited about conspiracies.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Make sure that you rate our podcast 5 stars, like we said earlier.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to be reading the comments that have, like, a 1 star. Like, no. If you want to fight us on anything we've said,
give us 5 stars first and then fight us.
Yeah. And then, like, say in your comment that you really wanted to give us, like, 1 star. We're okay with that. But just, like, rate us 5 stars so we can see that comment.
Exactly. And then, yeah. We promise we're trustworthy.
Exactly. I mean, we're 2 college students, but we're as trustworthy as it gets. So.
Yeah. Not like these conspiracies. Or some of them, anyways.
Some of them. And make sure that you tune in for next week for our celebrity conspiracy podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye.